After nearly 2 years of pandemic restrictions, smaller cultural organizations and historic sites have been honing their social media chops to get in front of people at a time when many people cannot or will not go to them. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports one historic library in Philadelphia is working with an Instagrammer to tell its story.
Kwasi Ajiman came into the Library Company of Philadelphia to shoot a take for one of his hidden history videos.
Welcome.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Hidden History. On this episode, we're at a very cool place.
The Library Company is America's oldest cultural institution, founded by Benjamin Franklin in 1731. It's an archive of books, papers, and visual material going back 3 centuries. Ajiman is here to look at its current exhibition, Imperfect History, about the racial bias of the library's own collection.
If you're someone who doesn't know anything about history, you're like, oh my God, history is so boring, like I can't imagine looking at this. This is a show for you. The idea is that within 4 to 5 minutes, you can get really fun, really engaging insights on a wide variety of historical topics.
Ajiman is a trained historian who says his online travel videos get more than 60,000 social media impressions a month. Those kind of numbers are valuable to cultural organizations during the pandemic, when people might be wary of visiting in person. The Library Company's development officer, Rachel Hammer, said she needs someone like Ajiman who can show off the library from an outsider's perspective.
What we haven't done a ton of is videography, experiencing history firsthand. Having someone come in and allowing our audience to see the exhibition through someone else's eyes, through a young historian's eyes.
The Hidden History video will be released on the Library Company's Instagram feed next week during an online event with Ajiman. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.